With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump claims that Tylenol use can lead to autism. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president announced that the FDA will notify doctors that the use of acetaminophen or Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism.
Don't take it. Don't take it. There's no downside in not taking it.
However, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said the Trump administration's statement is irresponsible and is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More violence in the war over Ukraine. International correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At least seven Russian aircraft bombed Zaporizhia overnight into Monday, killing three residents and injuring two more. A parking lot and critical infrastructure across the city were targets. Teams cleared debris and evacuate the injured. While in Sumy, a security guard was injured in an overnight drone strike at an unspecified facility, according to the head of the regional administration. Rescue workers doused flames as fires tore through residential buildings. I'm Charles Dillardasma.
A man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course last year has chosen not to testify in his own defense. Representing himself, Ryan Ruth on Monday wrapped up his case by questioning a firearms expert and two character witnesses. Prosecutors say he spent weeks plotting to kill Trump. A Secret Service agent testified that he spotted the man and fired, causing him to flee. Ruth has pleaded not guilty to charges, including attempted assassination and assaulting a federal officer. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 66 points. This is SRN News. Pastors advise pastors in a new Lifeway study.
The poll asks clergymen what other members of their profession should do to be successful in the ministry. The number one piece of advice is not to neglect marriage and family. Veteran pastors say there's a big risk that a young minister will be so focused on his congregation that his wife and kids suffer, causing problems down the line. The second most popular piece of advice is for pastors to always make time for personal study of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world began marking the High Holy Days today. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, begins at sundown and runs through Wednesday. Jewish people will visit their local synagogues for the community, for prayer, and to hear the arresting sound of the shofar. Beyond marking the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah commemorates the world's birthday, the creation of humans, and the sovereignty and majesty of God. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has barred Iranian diplomats based in or visiting New York from shopping at wholesale club stores like Costco.
And the diplomats cannot purchase any luxury goods in the U.S. without specific permission from the State Department. The only country whose diplomats were specifically targeted is Iran. Stores like Costco have been a favorite of Iranian diplomats posted to and visiting New York because they were able to buy large quantities of products not available in their economically isolated country for relatively cheap prices and send them home. John Scott reporting.
Moldovan authorities have conducted 250 raids and detained dozens of people as part of an investigation into an alleged Russia-backed plan to incite mass riots. The raids targeted over 100 people across multiple localities on Monday. More details at SRNnews.com.